Hello, darling. Did you miss me? Oh, my bad expression. Put it no better, I think you weren't happy to see me. It hurts my feelings, love. You wouldn't want to upset me now, would you? Oh, hush, you're quite all right. Only teasing. You're perfectly safe with me, as you should remember from our first little meet-cute in the lift. You're still here in one piece. I didn't exactly suck you dry now, did I? Or perhaps you'd like that. Goodness, you need to calm down, pet. You're wound up like a spring, and your eyes are carrying their own luggage. No offense, darling, but you look exhausted. Yep. Come sit down with me. After all, it is your sofa. It'd be rude of me to sit here by myself. I would say I don't bite, but I think we both know the answer to that. What, you don't want to sit down with a vampire? I did not invite myself in. I told you I'd be back. I keep my promises. Still won't sit down with me, huh? Alright. Oh, relax. If I wanted to attack you, I would have easily done it by now. You know I'm capable. I just want to show you my party trick. Here, look at me. Good. Watch my eyes.
Sit down.
Obedience looks lovely on you. Persuaded though it may have been, but it's early days, we can work on that. Oh, pop it. Your first trance. Are you feeling a little discombobulated? Poor baby. That confusion will pass in a moment, don't fret. Still not going to hurt you. Unless, of course, you're into that. And certainly be no kink shaming for me, I guarantee it. You're safe. You're with me. You are safe. If it was anyone else in here, I would say no, you would not be safe. But you are safe with me. I'm not going to kidnap you or anything either. I'm not an animal. Although I have had some lovely feedback in bed that would tell you otherwise on that front, but so serious. Speaking of serious, my offer of turning you is still on the table should you... Alright then. Alright. Another time. What? I need a reason to come and see my new friend. Oh, I'm not. Well, that's just hurtful, darling. Well, the long and short of it is, you have piqued my interest, little one. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. You have taken up all of my mental real estate. And that's not fair, darling. Living there rent-free like that. Much rather have you apply for permanent residence. Shall I break it down further? Alright, to put it bluntly, if you're still going to continue this charade of not wanting to be turned, then I'm going to have to settle for the next best thing. I want to claim you. Oh, wait, let me be perfectly clear. I'm going to claim you. That's happening. Oh, shh, it's happening. You'll enjoy the process, I promise. It's not going to turn you into a vampire. It's not going to do anything like that. My claim on you protects you from someone else deciding to claim you for themselves. Or turn you, or kill you, or drain you, or anything like that. It's like, it's like a microchip on a dog. I'm not calling you a dog. much prettier than a dog. But it does show that you are owned and that you are protected. And that bit of protection keeps you from harm. And I am not about to run the risk of anyone else trying to claim you, or bite you, or touch you, or even look at you if I have my way with things. Hush, pet, just listen. When I told you the city was dangerous, that was not a dramatic exaggeration. Prone to the dramatics as I may be, that was not some of my antics. It is dangerous here. There are dangerous things here. Something as pretty as you, I was absolutely astounded that you weren't already snatched up when I first saw you. You need me, darling. And by that same token, I also need you. I've missed you so much. It's been almost 24 hours since I've seen that pretty face. Although you are looking quite exhausted. Did you not get any sleep last night after hearing about the big bad vampires? Oh, please. Now who's being dramatic? Your life has not turned into some sort of nightmare. You simply moved to a new place, acquired an undead friend. That's me, by the way. Hello. Learn that vampires exist. The previous sentence does touch on that, though, so that's a bit redundant. Met someone in a lift. Other than that, a fairly normal day, I'd say. Oh, goodness. Listen, darling, you have been given a peek behind the curtain. Vampires exist. Monsters exist. Magic exists. Not many humans are aware of this. That knowledge and association is a gift. You should be grateful for it. And I'd advise you to fully take advantage of it. With my claim comes many added benefits. Protection of a very prominent clan, for one. And not to boast, but my name does carry some weight in these circles. You wouldn't exactly be paired up with a nobody. And you, special little thing, you deserve that because you are special. Don't know what it is exactly, but just being close to you like this, hearing the blood course through those pretty veins. I can smell the fear in your scent right now. But you're all so excited. That is an absolutely intoxicating cocktail, pet. What are you trying to do to me? Have self-control, but damn, you are pushing it. Those eyes. Humans do not usually affect me like this. Only you. And I'm not about to let you slip out of my grasp. No one is going to get to touch you but me. And I am going to make certain of that. You know, this sofa simply is not going to do. Let's move this to the bedroom, shall we? No. Darling, I may be immortal, but I am not a patient woman. Please don't make me ask you again. All right.
Go to your bedroom and get on the bed now.
Oh, someone trying to fight the trance. Oh, darling. You do have a spark in you, don't you? I like that. wrong. I like that you're so obedient. But I like a little fight as much as the next one. And so we're going to get you nice and settled before that trance starts to wear off. Just because you're choosing to be difficult doesn't mean I want you to be uncomfortable. I take care of my pretty things. No. Don't turn away from me. Do not try to avoid my gaze. You're forcing me to make you hold still. Although, I do think you actually like having your hair pulled like this. So many emotions coming off of you. If I'm talking to you, you are looking at me. Do you understand? Don't tempt me to go all the way and just turn you tonight. Wasn't my plan, but it can always happen if you make things more difficult than they need to be.
Now look at me.
Good, there you are. You are going to be so very good for me, aren't you? Completely relaxed and docile for me. You're not going to remember anything about me trancing you. Not at all. You're going to remember that you agreed to this, that you asked me to do this, you wanted me to claim you, and you're going to let me do this for you, because you know that I'm doing what's best for you, and most importantly, you're going to remember that from now on, you belong to me. Say yes, darling. That's it. Very good, Pat. You know, even though the trance might be considered cheating a teensy tiny bit, but I think you like losing control. I think you like being made to be obedient by someone who knows what they're doing. And that's certainly something I'm happy to accommodate. This is much better, isn't it? Not having to think, not having to worry about anything, just listening to the sound of my voice, doing as I say, letting me take care of you. When you're good, then I can be good to you. Yeah, I'll lie back. Just melt into me. Talk into your ear here. There you are, relax. I'll keep playing with your hair, just like before. Still might need to pull it a bit. But you like that. Now, you remember that feeling in the lift when I drank from you? That euphoria. Electric bliss tingling and flowing through your entire body. That is going to feel like child's play compared to what you're about to experience. Now, get this shirt out of my way. It's hindering my access. Alright. Tilt your head again, Poppet. Let me have access to that pretty neck again. God, you have no idea how amazing you look right now. Completely vulnerable. Not able to do anything foolish like trying to resist. Completely trance drunk. Oh, but those delightful little whimpers when I pull your hair. I wonder though, is that completely due to fear? Or Is my pet secretly getting impatient? I guess we'll see. Now, let's start with the appetizer, shall we? Oh, I'm never going to get tired of this. It's so mutually beneficial, too. I get to drink from you, keep you. You get companionship and protection from someone who actually cares about you. And you get to experience this absolute euphoria you're currently swimming in. Just lie back against me, I've got you. Now, other side, it's time for the main course. I'm going to mark you. Close your eyes. Get ready to see stars, darling. You were very good for me, Pat. Absolutely perfect. You see, darling, this is what it's going to be like from now on. And it can be like this forever. But tonight, I'm just going to keep on stroking your hand, you fall asleep. You just keep floating separately up in those stars for me, alright? I'm going to be right here. Just let yourself drift off. There you go.